and by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, January 30th, 2008. It was on this day in 1815 President James Madison approved an act of Congress which appropriated money to buy Thomas Jefferson's library for the U.S. Congress. The Library of Congress had been destroyed by the British the year before, during the War of 1812, when the Capitol was burned. Jefferson's library was about twice the size of the library that had been lost. 3,000 books had been burned. Jefferson had 6,487. It's the birthday of the poet and novelist Richard Brautigan, born in Tacoma, Washington, in 1935. Grew up poor. At the age of 20, he was arrested for throwing a rock through a window inside a police station. He said he wanted to go to jail so he could get something to eat, but instead he was sent to Oregon State Hospital, where he was diagnosed paranoid schizophrenic and got electroshock therapy treatments. He moved to San Francisco, where he became a figure on the periphery of the Beat movement. He read poetry at psychedelic rock concerts and produced underground newspapers. He grew long blonde hair. He had little wire-rimmed glasses. His back was oddly bent due to a case of scoliosis. In the summer of 1961, on a camping trip with his family in Idaho, he wrote his book Trout Fishing in America, his best-known work. It came out in 1967, and it was a bestseller. Richard Brautigan, who committed suicide in 1984, 2 years after his last novel, So the Wind Won't Blow It Away. Richard Brautigan, who was famous for his style, a sort of a genial, whimsical surrealism, he wrote, "The sun was like a huge 50-cent piece that someone had poured kerosene on and then had lit with a match and said, 'Here, hold this while I go get a newspaper,' and put the coin in my hand, but never came back." And it's the birthday of the historian Barbara Tuchman, born in New York City in 1912, author of The Guns of August, about the events that led to the outbreak of World War I. Barbara Tuchman, who said, "War is the unfolding of miscalculations." Here's a poem by Raymond Carver, "In the Lobby of the Hotel de Mayo." The girl in the lobby reading a leather-bound book, the man in the lobby using a broom, the boy in the lobby watering plants, the desk clerk looking at his nails, the woman in the lobby writing a letter, the old man in the lobby sleeping in his chair, the fan in the lobby revolving slowly overhead, another hot Sunday afternoon. Suddenly the girl lays her finger between the pages of her book. The man leans on his broom and looks. The boy stops in his tracks. The desk clerk raises his eyes and stares. The woman quits writing. The old man stirs and wakes up. What is it? Someone is running up from the harbor. Someone who has the sun behind him. Someone who is bare-chested, waving his arms. It's clear something terrible has happened. The man is running straight for the hotel. His lips are working themselves into a scream. Everyone in the lobby will recall their terror. Everyone will remember this moment for the rest of their lives. A poem by Raymond Carver, "In the Lobby of the Hotel de Mayo," from his collection Ultramarine, published by Random House, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Ella Shovanek and Andrea McAvey. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.